It's the 7th of November, 2019, and this is HPR episode 2939, entitled Submit a Show to Hacker Public Radio in 10 Easy Steps, and it's part of the series Podcasting How-Tos. It's hosted by Be Easy, and it's about 10 minutes long and carries the clean flag. The summary is, this is a 10-step walkthrough of submitting a show on HPR.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is Be Easy once again with another episode. This one's going to be another short one. I just wanted to give an episode and talk about, I think there might have been a couple other ones before, but I wanted to do one as well. And that is how to contribute to Hacker Public Radio. This one's going to be focused more of a how-to when it comes to using the website. There's been other episodes about how to record. You can use something as simple as just the recorder, a recorder app on your mobile phone. Audacity is a good choice if you want to be able to do some editing. There's, you know, stuff on the iPad, on Android, and on all the different operating systems if you want to get really complicated as well. But this show is going to be more focused about, okay, you've created your episode and you want to give it back. How do you do that? So first things you do is you go to hackerpublicradio.org. And so that after you get there, you go to in the header bar near the top, you go to Give Shows, click on that, and then somewhere down the line, you'll see a section called Requesting a Slot for Your Show. So there's lots of good information on this page. You can read about it, how to do it. But the next thing that you're going to definitely want to do is you go to Requesting a Slot for Your Show. And in that section, on the, in the first sentence, there is a link on the word calendar. So click on that link to calendar. You will see the current list of all of the shows that are in the queue right now, and you'll see a bunch of spots that say available, upload now. You click any one of those links. If you look to the left, there is a date for that episode and then the episode number. So if you have maybe specific content that you want to get out on a something that you want to have, for instance, before a given holiday or before the beginning of a new month or something, you can do that. But I recommend that if you don't have a reason to do one at a specific date, go ahead and pick the closest available time, because if we get to that date and there is no show, then Hacker Public Radio fails. So I recommend going to the next available slot. After you click that slot, you will see a screen that comes up and it says you're requesting a show. You need to put in the email address. This email address is something that is not shared with anyone. It's just something that you need because, you know, for spam and other reasons, we don't want any, there needs to be a step between going to the site and putting a file on there. So after you put in your email address, you'll get an email saying, click this link and you'll be able to upload your show here. So I'm going to do that right now. Click the link. And then you'll go to a screen. It'll say, hey, it should be sent to you. So I'm going to go log into that email service. Doing that. And then once you're logged in, you'll see the email. And then you'll be able to go in there and it says basically confirmation request. Once you have your confirmation request in there, where is it? Sometimes it takes a little second for it to get there. There it is. All right, once you see that, you click on the link. And then it'll bring you to a page. If you haven't set up a host page before, you'll be asked to put in your handle. If you want to upload a photo, an image, or anything, you can do that. And you can put in your information about what your default license is. You can put in a brief profile about yourself. And then it gets down to the content. And in the content section, you're going to put a title. You're going to put a summary. So the title gets read out by the robotic voice, as well as the summary. So when you hear the episode, it'll say the episode number, and then from X author called this, and then it says, and then it'll read the short summary that you put there. It says it should be 100 characters. And then below that, you can say, does your episode include intro music? Yes or no? Does your episode already contain the outro music? Yes or no? And those two things are saying, so there is a way, and I actually don't think I know the way. Maybe it could be a follow-up episode with someone who knows the answer to this. But apparently there is somewhere out in the interwebs, the files for the intro and outro theme, and you can save them locally and then embed them into your episode. And so I think there's all those alternatives. So sometimes you hear the alternative themes where it's either a person humming it or, you know, some other rendition of the themes. If you hear that, that's because someone has clicked the yes radio selection for either intro or outro or both. Then you have the opportunity to say, is it explicit or not? The default answer is yes, if you're in doubt. I always try to make my episodes not explicit, not because I don't curse in my real life, but just because that's what I want to present when I'm presenting in Hacker Public Radio. And then there's a section to add your notes. Oh, before I get there, there's also a section on what license you want to use and linked. So if you want to learn more about what Creative Commons licenses do, then you can do that. And if you want to have some other license you want to use, you can click other. In the notes section, you can either put plain text, you can put HTML, you can put, if you look below, there's a format thing. You can do HTML5, Markdown, GitHub flavored, Markdown, Pandoc flavored, restructured text, or text to tags. And then you can just put your notes in there. Your notes can be really complicated. They could be, you know, you could have taken an hour or two and really thought them out, or it could just be, you know, a list of the five links that you reference in your show. Whatever it is, you know, don't make having extensive show notes a barrier for you in getting your episode out. A lot of times, a lot of my shows, I have made some shows that have quite extensive notes, but some of them, I know myself, I'm like, well, if I wait till I write the notes, I'm not going to make the show. So I think everyone would rather have a show than have no show, because someone's waiting to write really extensive notes. And then if you're adding this to a series, you can put it there. If it's not a series yet and you want it to become a series, you can talk about that in your episode, and one of the maintainers will add a new series for you after a couple of episodes have been created for that series. You can add tags, which are just ways for you can to make it so that your episode is findable in search results. And then you can upload a photo for this episode. You can also, but the most important thing is either upload the file or point the file, point to a URL where someone can find the file. And I've actually successfully used the FTP show interface, I think one or two times. I don't know. I don't remember how I did it, but it worked. And I talked to Dave Morris about it, and he was like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just tried it and it worked. So that is a functionality too. But after you click submit, depending on how long your show is, it does take quite a while sometimes for your show to get uploaded if it's a really big file and you have a slow internet connection. So be patient. Don't click reload or anything after you click submit. And then your show is uploaded. Now you just have to wait for the date where your show is going to be aired on Hacker Public Radio, and wait there with bated breath. But that's all I want to say. So, sometimes it can be a little bit confusing, and sometimes it's just helpful to have something quick and easy to help you get through the site. So I'll include. I'm going to make myself make show notes about what I just talked about, but they should be short. And like I always say, keep hacking and keep submitting shows.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.